Chapter 29. He having, apostrophe Mr. Quinion observed in a low voice, and half turning round, no other prospect, Murdstone. Apostrophe, Mr. Murdstone, with an impatient, even an angry gesture, resumed, without noticing what he had said. Those terms are, that you will earn enough for yourself to provide for your eating and drinking, and pocket money. Your lodging, which I have arranged for, will be paid by me. So will your washing, apostrophe, which will be kept down to my estimate, apostrophe, said his sister. Your clothes will be looked after for you too, apostrophe, said Mr. Murdstone, as you will not be able, yet a while, to get them for yourself. So you are now going to London, David, with Mr. Quinion, to begin the world on your own account. Apostrophe, in short, you are provided for, apostrophe, observed his sister, and will please to do your duty. Apostrophe, though I quite understood that the purpose of this announcement was to get rid of me, I have no distinct remembrance whether it pleased or frightened me. My impression is that I was in a state of confusion about it, and, oscillating between the two points, touched neither. Nor had I much time for the clearing of my thoughts, as Mr. Quinion was to go upon the morrow. Behold me, on the morrow, in a much worn little white hat, with a black crepe round it for my mother, a black jacket, and a pair of hard, stiff corduroy trousers which Miss Murdstone considered the best armor for the legs in that fight with the world which was now to come off. Behold me so attired, and with my little worldly all before me in a small trunk, sitting, a lone lorn child, as Mrs. Gummidge might have said, in the postchaise that was carrying Mr. Quinion to the London coach at Yarmouth. See, how our house and church are lessening in the distance, how the grave beneath the tree is blotted out by intervening objects, how the spire points upwards from my old playground no more, and the sky is empty. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.